Good morning. Welcome to the Poetry Moment. I'm Ellen Welker, reading From the Desire Field by Natalie Diaz. From the Desire Field. I don't call it sleep anymore. I'll risk losing something new instead. Like you lost your rose and moon, shook it loose. But sometimes when I get my horns in a thing, a wonder, a grief, or a line of her, it is a sticky and ruined fruit to unfasten from, despite my trembling. Let me call my anxiety desire, then. Let me call it a garden. Maybe this is what Lorca meant when he said, "Verde que te quiero verde." Because when the shade of night comes, I am a field of it, of any worry ready to flower in my chest. My mind in the dark is una bestia, unfocused, hot. And if not yoked to exhaustion beneath the hip and plow of my lover, then I am another night wandering the desire field, bewildered in its low green glow, belling the meadow between midnight and morning. Insomnia is like spring that way, surprising and many-petaled. The kick and leap of gold grasshoppers at my brow. I am struck in the witched hours of want. I want her green life, her inside me, in a green hour I can't stop. Green vein in her throat, green wing in my mouth, green thorn in my eye. I want her like a river goes, bending. Green moving green, moving. Fast as that, this is how it happens. Soy una sonambula. And even though you said today you felt better, and it is so late in this poem, is it okay to be clear, to say, I don't feel good, to ask you to tell me a story about the sweet grass you planted, and tell it again or again, until I can smell its sweet smoke, leave this thrashed field, and be smooth. That was From the Desire Field by Natalie Diaz, published on Academy of American Poets. I'm Ellen Welker.